Welcome into today's Community Close-Up. We have with us today
Margot Rossi with Home Remedies.
How are things going with the program? And tell me some of the adventures y'all have had over the last few weeks since we last talked.
Yes, we have continued online with our classes on complementary and alternative medicine and self-care practices. We've been going strong since, I think we started in March with that, when we realized that we were too uncertain to meet together at the Track Gallery classroom in Spruce Pine. So we switched to the Zoom platform for meeting online, and it's been going really well. We've had some, you know, switching to something, a new system has been with some glitches, but we've made it through, and our participants have hung in there with us. We're really grateful to them. But we've had some excellent presenters and have explored movement and Asian medicine and just physical therapy practices, all things that we can do to help ourselves alleviate discomfort, pain, and stress. And there's plenty of all of those things going on right now. So we've been really grateful to be able to be present for people and show up and share information and just be a good resource and support for our community. So we thank everybody who's participated. And we have three more classes left in our winter, spring 2020 series for Home Remedies. So I wanted to tell you about those.
Okay, so you have three left, of course, one this Saturday and the next couple of Saturdays there. So what is coming up next?
This coming Saturday, June 13th, Moses Goldstein, who is a licensed massage and bodywork therapist, he actually has a practice in Asheville. And normally our program, we just draw from people locally in Mitchell and Yancey County. But because we're online, I thought it might be interesting to pull somebody who is from our community. Moses grew up in Yancey County. If those of you knew his mom, Lisa Goldstein was and still is a very cherished midwife here in our area. So Moses is going to be on the program next Saturday talking to us about movement, which I'm really excited about because he's got a wonderful take on how most of our movement is unconscious and habitual, like when you're talking into your mic or when I'm listening to a patient's pulses or when we're washing the dishes or lifting something heavy. We don't normally think about those things. You know, how are we positioning it and what effect our position and the way we're using our body might be having on our joints and our bones and our nerves and our muscles and how that can translate to pain. So he's going to be helping us check in with getting more awareness of how we use our body and then offering some new ways to work with our physical body so that we can improve our balance and strength and just have less pain. And then the following Saturday, June 20th, integrative nurse coach Susan Cedergren, who also works in Yancey County, she's going to be coming and helping us identify and explore how to stay motivated in making changes to improve our health and reduce pain and stress. She's been with us before, wonderful presenter, so we're excited to have her on the 20th. And then our wrap-up is going to be on June 27th with, again, another licensed massage and bodywork therapist, Rose Cromer, who lives in Yancey County, and she'll be introducing us to a therapeutic bodywork practice called Rolfing, which most people haven't heard about. So we're really interested to hear what Rolfing is and why we would want to do it.
Yeah, that's a new one on me. I've never even heard the term, so okay, that'll be interesting.
Yeah, no, most people haven't. So we're, again, part of our program is to introduce people to alternative and complementary medicines that maybe they've never heard of, maybe they've heard of and they've been a little curious about, or they've stayed away from it because they didn't know anything. This gives them an opportunity to listen to the providers, the practitioners, ask questions, interact with them, gather more information about those practices, learn some self-care practices from them, and then, of course, throughout our whole program, we're also doing mindfulness practices that have been proven to also help with pain and stress relief. our third pillar of our program is just getting together. So we have a lovely community of people. We have new people almost every week. We've got somebody new coming in and joining us as a participant. And now we're having people not only from Mitchell and Yancey County joining us. So that's been really exciting, is to have people from other counties starting to come in to hear the information and learn the practices, things they can do to help themselves.
Well, and that would be one of the pluses about moving it online would be the fact that it would be available to folks anywhere. And with that being said, if someone listening now has never been a part of it before, but they should not be a bit bashful, they should just come on and join the fun.
Absolutely. Come on down. As we do our best to make it as easy as possible to get connected. We do record the sessions, and we've had some success in actually getting those recordings posted on the Mitchell-Yancey Substance Abuse Task Force YouTube channel, so people can go there and review sessions there online. But yeah, so if somebody does want to join us, the program is on Saturdays from 10 to 11:30 in the morning, and they need to get a link to the online session, and they can do that by sending me an email or just going through the PATH Home Remedies website, and they can just request a link. The PATH Home Remedies website is www.path-homeremedies.org. And then my email is mlr.homeremedies@gmail. We've reached a lot of people, and we do look forward to continuing it. So we thank everybody for showing up, filling out our surveys, and just giving us feedback so that we can give it to our grantors and let them know that it's a valued service. So we appreciate everybody participating, and we hope more will come in these next 3 weeks.
Our guest today, Margo Rossi of Home Remedies, Community Options Addressing Pain and Stress. The Home Remedies program is a collaborative effort between Partners Aligned Towards Health, the Mitchell-Yancey Substance Abuse Task Force, the North Carolina Department of Health and Human Services, and VIA Health. Thank you again, Margo, for visiting with us today, and thank you for listening to today's Community Close-Up.